So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. So why he didn't come to Vrindavan again after that one trip? Because when Lord Chaitanya arrived here and he was going from forest to forest, everywhere, every single leaf of the tree, every single particle of the sand, every single sand particle, the waves in the Jamuna, the monkeys in Nidiban, every creature and every leaf and every particle of stone was doing something. What were they doing? Every single leaf of every single creeper and every single tree and every single wave, all the waves on the Jamuna were doing the same thing. And every particle of dust, every minute grain of dirt in the entire Chaurasi Kosh Vrindavan was doing the same thing. And every parrot and every peacock and every monkey and every human being, everybody was doing the same thing. What were they doing? They were all chanting, Radhe, 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 Radhe. Just chanting, Radhe, 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 Jai, 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe, 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 Radhe. Radhe, 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 Jai, 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 Shri Radhe. So, Krishna came in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to experience Radharani's separation from Krishna. So when he came to Vrindavan, everywhere he was reminded of Radharani, because every leaf and every particle and every wave was chanting Radhe Radhe. So he said, what is this everywhere? I'm in Radha Bhav, and everyone's reminding me of, I want to be reminded of Krishna. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Vrindavan because everything and everywhere was reminding him of Radha, not Krishna. Vrindavane Shri Radha Rani Ki Jai, Prajanjanandan Sri Krishna Ki Jai, Shri Bhavaram Dhauji Maharaj Ki Jai. So, in Terakadamba and one other place nearby, down at the bottom of the hill, Nanda Baba used to keep all his cows there. Somebody asked me a very interesting question, rather humorous, when we were walking up the hill. He said, did Nanda Maharaj keep all his cows here on top of the hill? I said, no, not on this hill, on another hill. So, of course, this hill that we're sitting on, once long ago, Lord Shiva was doing austerities. Then Krishna asked him, oh, Mahadev, why are you doing all these tapasya? Why are you standing on one leg and not eating anything and chanting, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya? Shankar said, oh, Krishnaji, I know that very soon you will appear on the earth planet to manifest your Bhoma Vrindavan Leela. And it's my heartfelt desire that I can render some service to you when you appear on the earth planet. And Sri Krishna replied, O Mahadev, I know you very much like to live on the top of Mount Kailash. You're a Kailashnath, Kedarnath. You love to live on top of mountaintops. So why don't you turn your body into a mountain and I will live on top of you? So Shiva was very thrilled with the opportunity to render some service, so he came here to Braj Mandal and became this hill, and this hill is called Nandishvara. And Nandi is the name of Shankar Mahadev's Viman. His transport vehicle is called Nandi. Nandi is a big brisha, big bull. His name is Nandi. So the controller of Nandi, or the lord of Nandi, is called Ishvara. Nandi Ishvara becomes Nandishvara. So this is Nandishvar Parvat. Nandishvar Parvat, Nandishvar Hill. So that's one form Shiva became this hill. And to provide the place for Krishna's Nandagram Leelas. But after Krishna appeared here, then Lord Shiva wanted to come and take darshan of Nandalal, Yashoda Nandan. So Lord Shiva, as you know, he's a very interesting looking character. He has actually, his body is golden color, but he covers it with all these ashes, so he looks kind of bluish gray, all basma, ashes everywhere. And his hair is very beautifully styled in what they call jata, which means you never comb it, you never brush it, and you never wash it. So you can imagine it's very beautiful. It just hangs in these thick, all entangled mess of hanging off your head. And then he wears some very beautiful necklaces. And his favorite necklace that when he's going on special occasions like to some marriage party or some wedding, he takes off from the shelf, from his closet, his favorite most costly necklace. And that is a necklace of skulls. I understand. But they're not ordinary skulls. Actually, it could be true. Actually, they're the skulls of great Vaishnavas. It's told in Puran. It's a fact. Because he wears a necklace of skulls, and those are great Vaishnavas. So we can aspire to become a bead in the necklace of Lord Shiva. So then, now that's not the final decoration. So now he should put his most attractive ornaments on. And these are very special. He usually keeps them in a basket while he's sleeping. There's one basket. When he takes rest, he keeps these ornaments in a special basket. Then in the morning, when he's getting dressed, he goes to the basket and then he opens the top. And then he puts one around here, like this. Then one around here. And then that's just his ornaments. But then he puts on his pants, and he saves his favorite tiger skin for that. A very nice tiger skin. So now, in this dress, and then he throws a few Rudraksha beads here and there. Just to, you know, for his heart, keep his heart in good shape. Rudraksha is good for the heart. And then, don't forget, he's a musician. One of the world's best. Krishna Balaram Namishara Ki!